realms of Senate.
Hi, Craig.
What'd you say about...
They don't have the smoky sit rep anymore. They get rid of
it. Oh.
Did she say smoky sit rep?
What is the smoky sit rep?
The smoky cheddar wrap from Slim Chickens. Apparently they got rid of it.
Well, now that sounds delicious. Why would they ever get rid of something that sounds so good?
Right?
What'd he say about a Steam Deck? Or was that the smoky chicken?
Yeah, I'm playing on a Steam Deck. We just had to get Discord on here.
Right.
Did you just do this, or?
I mean, I guess I've had it for a few days, but I mean, it's still lacking a lot of stuff, probably.
No, it's not. You have your Chrome, you have your password manager, you have your games, you've got Discord. What are you missing? What are you lacking?
Everything that was on my old computer.
I never looked at that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
We left off with Olita and Diamond on the top floor of a building. They were chasing somebody they saw through a window. The dragon is standing outside with his purple underlights, kind of on the road a bit. His soldiers are fighting random skeletons and zombies that are coming up and kind of pushing forward through the city a bit, trying to clear things out. Is there anything? Mord might still be in a folding chair. I'm not clear on that.
I don't remember a folding chair.
I don't remember a folding chair either, but it seems like something I would do. I was pretty upset about the damage to Mord.
Well, maybe it doesn't fold. Maybe it was just a chair.
Well, my chairs don't jiggle. It folds.
Are we talking about like the tea break?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we said that there might be assassins in this house that we went into, right?
Yeah. It was a mercenary group. I think it was called the Saber Company. That is in the area, and you suspected that this might be a small encampment of them. So you went in, and I believe you found a small campfire that was, well, not a fire, it wasn't currently lit, but like a little camp that they set up inside the house, or this building anyway. And I think you chased them upstairs. There was between five and six, I think there was six chairs set up around the campfire and a bench. And you saw some like sleeping arrangements and stuff. It looks like it's a mess at the moment. Like they got up in a hurry. You found insignia that were laying about, like those, they tore it off or something.
Did they leave behind stuff for s'mores?
There are random pieces of wood, like broken chairs and stuff. Are you inside this building?
I don't know. I don't know where I was.
Okay. I think you stayed.
Come inside and help.
Yeah. I know you and Diamond were sneaking up the stairs.
Like, how big of a fit did I throw? I forget.
It was on a scale of 1 to 10. It was kind of Mord.
It was kind of Mord. All right.
Look at how big of a fit do you think you threw?
We crashed through a ceiling, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Pretty big.
Destroyed a fountain, pissed off a stone golem that was underneath it. And then he pushed it back down in there.
You know how hard it is to not only make fountains, but stone golems too? It's so hard, in case you didn't know.
I don't think you made that stone golem.
No, but you don't have to, like, you can, like, use existing infrastructure. We don't have to do, like, a smash and grab. So I'm wherever that tantrum took.
I mean, you were right outside that house. We were talking to one of the musicians.
Oh, that's right. Then you guys were sneaking up flights of stairs. Where's Erevan?
Erevan is currently handing out Taco Bell. However,
was he with them or with us?
He's with you, I believe. He stayed outside.
Does he have his license? Because it's like 3 hours for him to bring me Taco Bell. They might still be open, like down the block if he leaves now.
Okay, so yeah, Erevan was outside with you, Mord. Diamond and Olita were definitely going up the stairs. They're on the second level now. But yeah, do you want to go in? Because you kind of can see. I can't remember who it was, but they kind of tripped up and you could see through the broken down door that they caught themselves and they went up the stairs and they're proceeding up there.
Yeah, I mean, I got to keep an eye on them. Can't let them just destroy them.
Okay. Are you still looking for s'more stuff?
Well, of course.
Okay. So, yeah, you would... You would see that there's a lot of wood just laying on the floor, like broken chairs and probably from broken tables and stuff. So this is a pretty decent sized bottom floor. It might not have been like a home. It might have been like the local tavern that somebody kind of, I don't know how to say, like they lived here. It was like a house above and then the tavern below. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like the apartment above the Chinese place.
Yeah.
The quintessential apartment.
We're going to find the Ghostbusters up there.
Who are you going to call?
But yeah, other than you noticing that there's plenty of wood around and maybe a stick for a s'more, you're also not really seeing anything particularly useful here.
So no s'more stuff. Okay. I will continue.
No, you find some sticks and stuff.
Well, sticks, but that's not s'mores. S'mores is like, you know, marshmallows and chocolate and graham cracker.
Oh.
You know, s'more stuff.
You actually want the food. Okay. Yeah, that's s'mores. Not here. I thought you brought some.
No, that's why I'm looking for it.
Yeah, okay. So I thought you just needed a stick to get going here. But so it is. Oh, hold on. Oh, thanks for the gif of a s'more. Thank
you. In case you forgot. I want to make sure we're on the same page.
No, I know what a s'more is.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I mean, you said one s'mores, and you kept saying sticks. So I'm like, well, that's not necessarily s'mores. I mean, you just say no.
Well, don't you have to, like, warm up the marshmallow? I don't know. This seems very off topic.
It is. I didn't mean to go this far. I've disrupted this whole campaign so far. With s'mores. Well,
you're just trying to delay the destruction of Bainter is what's going on.
I am worried about it.
He wants to make sure that he has s'mores to roast over its burning ashes.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a sweet treat as my dreams go up in smoke.
I'm not sure.
So yeah, I'll follow after. Seeing as there's no s'more stuff, it's time to go.
All right. I think Erevan is back in his room, but he's still muted for food, I imagine.
Eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just let everybody know that you can hear and everything. So
that sounded like a smoky chicken wrap is what it sounded like he was eating.
It's basically what he's eating, except it's a burrito. So yeah, you go in. I'm not sure if Erevan follows. He might tap your burrito twice. Okay, sure.
Tap your burrito twice.
Okay, so yeah, he comes in with you and. You're still on the first floor. Alita, if I remember correctly, you came up onto the landing on the upstairs floor, you and Diamond. There was a hallway, and there's three doors, one kind of to the north, and then there's two to the south. I imagine you kind of hear, or would see, if you look back, Mord and Erevan coming in. Probably, definitely, because I don't think I had them roll stealth. They just kind of stomp on in. They're like, hey, Alita.
I can roll it. I have disadvantage on it, though.
Go ahead.
My scale mail, like, you know, clinks and clanks as I move. We wouldn't be stealthy, roll it, because this is a chase, right?
It's not so much a chase. It's kind of like a hunt, I guess.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go AFK.
Erevan has a 22 for stealth with disadvantage.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a 19 on the first roll and 17 on the second. No, plus 5.
Oh, I rolled a 21 on the first. And a 10 on the second.
Ouch. So it was definitely the armor that gave him away.
All right. So you're making your way up the stairs behind Alita and Diamond. Mord and Erevan, you're actually probably taking over since she went AFK for a moment here.
Sure.
What do you plan to do?
Can we see the person we're chasing or are they gone?
They're gone. Okay. You just saw them through a window at this point and kind of heard them moving around a bit upstairs. Alita did. I imagine she would have told you this.
Okay. I will listen for clues to where they are.
Okay. Welcome back. Can roll an investigation or perception, whichever.
Oh, investigation is so much better. I roll a 16 on the die and it's plus 5, so 21.
Okay. I just got a 22 for perception.
Okay. I don't know if Erevan's going to roll anything or not. Do you plan to or no?
God damn it.
Welcome back, Greg.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I'm sorry, what'd you roll on that? A 22?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay.
I got a 19 for an investigation.
Okay. All right, so you, Alita would hear some like heavier breathing to the south. Erevan and Morad, you both notice that there's something of a like a floor trap on the ground in the hallway there. Looks like a small weight plate that was set up.
Hold it! There be traps afoot. And I go to try to disarm the trap. I have all the tools.
Okay.
Well, alchemist supplies, bagpipes, thieves tools, tinker's tools, woodcarver's tools, and I can make any tool I need for any job.
Nice.
Artificer moment.
Yep. This is what I've been waiting for this.
I think your mom just didn't come in.
I hope you roll a one. Go ahead.
I probably will.
Roll thieves' tools.
So that's my. I don't think I've ever done this in 5e. So it's my proficiency plus my dexterity mod.
Yeah.
So it's a 5. So I'm just gonna roll my investigation because it's just the same.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a 19 on the die. So 24.
Damn it.
I know it would have been better if I failed. But I actually rolled good.
You shouldn't have said. I hope he rolls a 1.
Yeah, 19 is not too far from 1, I think.
It's a little bit more.
Yeah, so, of course, Morid, without any issue, is able to navigate the trap, unlock some of the connections there. It looked like it was just going to make the floor fall down. Like, it was going to open a trap door when you step on it. Pretty simple.
Okay, I disarm it. Not today, assassin. Not today.
Feelings collapsing.
This is the sturdiest part of the floor now.
It's reinforced.
You may proceed.
You shall pass.
All right, who's going for her first?
Mora is just holding that pose, like the with the hand out, like, you know, you may proceed. Hasn't moved.
Erevan goes stuck first there. Then.
You said Erevan's going?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the door that I heard the heavy breathing at, yeah?
Okay. All right, so you and Erevan are going together then? All right, so as you go... So sorry, what'd you say?
Be at the ready.
I'm ready.
All right, so as you come up to the door starts to open a bit, just a bit, and I think you both have dark vision. So through the crack in the door, you can see someone peeking out, and you hear somebody say, hey.
Hello there.
Hi, this is awkward.
Who are you exactly?
I'm Phil here.
Yeah, I can see you're still here.
No. All right. So I don't suppose y'all would just let me go.
I mean, why shouldn't we?
No, you definitely should. I mean, there's no reason not to. I misunderstand the question. Sorry. Why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No reason.
Who else could get in there with you?
Can I do an insight to see maybe an idea of what he's trying to hide?
Well, you can't really see him too much. So, I mean, he's trying to hide everything at this point.
Half his torso.
Yeah, I mean, you can see he's hiding his other eye at the moment. What'd you say, Alita? I'm sorry.
Who else is in there with you, and who are you?
I'm Phil Lear.
Phil
and it's just
Lear?
Me here. Phil
and
Lear.
Who is Phil? You're a Phil-ier?
Hold on. And the door kind of starts to shut a bit.
I'm going to move my, cannon walk and get in the door so he can't shut it all the way.
All right. So the door kind of, slams on the, what you put in the door there. And that's okay. He doesn't seem to mind. It opens up a jar a bit again. And like a little piece of parchment comes through. You can see him holding it through the doorway there.
So what's that?
It's my name.
Put some gloves on, and then I take it.
Cursed parchment. Okay. All right, yeah, you take it, and his name's written on there. I put it in the chat there, roleplay channel. Phil-ier.
Phil-ier.
That makes a lot more sense than still here. The cannon has an AC and hit points, by the way, just in case.
Oh, what are you doing here, Phil-ier?
Okay. So, I'm going to, don't freak out or anything, but I'm a mercenary. I was hired to help defend the city. I was not hired to help defend it from an army. Yeah. I feel like the contract I signed was just a little violated by a dragon, a clockwork dragon marching down the city.
It must have been in the fine print somewhere.
No, I'm actually pretty good at reading the contracts I sign. Might not seem like it considering the situation I'm in, that I might not be so attentive, but I did see that dragon. I did see the army.
Hold on. Can I see that contract?
Yeah, sure. And he pulls out his contract and slips it through the door.
I flip to the last page. Am I the one that signed the other one as the agreement?
Did you?
I think I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you would see your name there.
Okay. Well, as I'm the one that issued the contract, I'd say that you're still under my employ. And seeing how the
Clockwork Dragon is with us, it is no longer in violation of said contract.
But maybe phrase that so that he understands he's now on your side and your side is slightly different.
Oh, right, right. I'm your boss.
In fact, anybody else in there with the contract signed Morid, your boss is here.
This is a surprise inspection.
Oh, there's nobody else in here with me, I promise.
Well, open the door and let us in.
Are they just in one of the other rooms?
Oh, no, they're not here anymore.
And where did they go?
They ran, which is what I would like to be doing right now, too.
I think you might have to dock their pay for that, for running from their boss.
They definitely owe us money. I remember correctly, they've been paid pretty well.
Well, I can give you some money if that's all you need for me to pay.
Oh, no. Services rendered. It's all right here, black and white.
Did you read this? This is not what this says. It says to defend it from adventurers.
That's not what it says.
Wait, did I give you the right contract?
I don't know. That's not what this one says. But we don't need to go into that. I roll the parchment up and I put it in my coat.
Look, okay, fair enough. What do you need me to do to leave post haste? Like, very quickly. What do you need me to do? Do you want me to go fetch something from outside, perhaps?
No. What is your skill set again? Remind me. So many contracts, a little time.
I'm just a humble bowman.
Oh, archers are nice. I take out the contract and I scribble something on it and I hand it to Alita and I say, you are now the owner of this contract.
Okay. So looks like you're working for me, Filir. We could use a bowman to help us protect the city, as it needs to go back under the control of Morid. You do realize this is Moridville, right?
Yeah. I know of this.
Right. So here we are. Protect the city.
So you just want me to shoot a couple skeletons then? I can do that.
Seems like your biggest concern was the Clockwork Dragon. Not your concern anymore.
Exactly.
Then you were concerned about an army. Now it's at your back. Seems like all the things you were worried about is flipped, turned upside down.
How does it feel to be with the good guys?
All right. As you are saying that, you all hear like a loud banging noise that kind of that echoes through the entire the residential floor, the whole district. It's very loud.
No. what did they break now?
The floors inside vibrate a bit.
That sounded expensive.
And
I guess we should find out what that is.
Oh, definitely. You should go look. I will go fight some skeletons and zombies and watch your back.
Come with us. It'd be fun.
Do you know what that is? Would your buddies know what that is?
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing. It's not a problem. Not a problem. I'm sure you can handle it.
You know, I think your job is going to be helping us find your buddies.
Well, they're not here, so I might have to go look around.
Yep. You're going to take us to them.
Yeah, they're just outside. They're just, you know, they left. They ran.
Right, lead the way.
Oh, absolutely. And he starts to open the door a bit.
Maybe start by opening up the other doors in the hallway.
You're doing what to the other doors? You staying high?
We have to start by opening up the other doors in the hallway, or... Where is he headed?
Oh, he's heading to the staircase if you let him by.
We should definitely have somebody in front of him so he doesn't bolt. Do you guys think we should have him check the other doors first?
It's your contract. You can make him do whatever you want.
Why don't you go open up those other doors first and let's have a look. Let's see what you were trying to hide in that room.
He says, oh, okay. All right. And then that banging sound happens again in it. It's a little louder this time, and he swings the door open. He's like, see, nothing in here. Nobody's in here with me. And if you'd let me pass, I can show you the other doors real quick. I guarantee you they're outside.
So what do we see?
As he's opening the doors, it's just like ruined areas, like a kitchen that's very run down, a couple bedrooms. It's like
Where did they run to? Because they didn't run out the front door. That's where we were.
Well, there's other ways out of the city.
I'm talking about the building. They were in this building with you. How did they get out of it?
Oh, I mean, they just went out the front door. I mean, they left a long time ago.
So what you're saying is this was the guy that, this is just one guy that ran up here that we saw earlier. We didn't see a bunch of them.
Pretty sure my DM said that there were six.
Yeah, there's six chairs downstairs and insignias that were, looks like they were taken off their shoulders.
Well, like six of them, like maybe all six of them were trying to get out of their contracts. What are we thinking here?
Well, did you see six people run from the basement?
Sorry, was that a question for me?
That was a question for anybody. Did they see six people last time when they were running? Or did they just
saw,
see one?
They just saw the one in the window and then the one that, one person that you spoke to and had them escorted out.
Okay. Well, let's peek in the other doors real quick and probably get a move on.
Okay. So yeah, he opens the doors and shows you the rooms and they're empty and stuff. And he says, look, I don't have any reason to lie to you about it. They left a little while ago. Like, I mean, you were kind of in the area and marching through and everything and fighting a stone golem. That was unexpected. But when, look, here's the situation. We know what's underneath this floor where those golems were working, and we kind of know what's coming up.
So that's why you're running?
Yeah, and I would kind of, you know, I think maybe we all should.
What exactly is coming up?
Well, that's
maybe as a group, should we start moving out of the house?
Walk and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you're... He's like heading to the staircase and he's just rambling on, basically trying to be pretty quick about it. You hear a lot of the people and shouting outside go quiet. And he says, so yeah, there's like a lot of clockworks down there, but there's a lot of golems down there too. Yeah, they should be here soon.
Sounds fun.
Where'd we keep the control rods? I forget.
I don't know that.
Something to think about.
Mord would know that they're probably close to the temple.
That's where Bainder is, right?
Yeah. That's not normally where they're stored, but that is probably where Mord, his little office set up with the control rods, and he's just like trying to...
No, they're in my office. That's right. Yeah. Well, man, why would I put them on the other side, Walmart? Such a bad...
Could we simply fly our dragon over there?
I don't know if the ceiling's high enough.
Oh.
Because we're underground.
Is that why we left him?
I don't remember where we left the dragon.
It's right outside the house.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah. The ceiling is pretty high, and you could fly the dragon.
Like over the golem army?
Yeah, that's about where the problems start to happen, though.
The ceiling starts becoming too tight to fly it over him?
Okay. Yeah, because they might be able to reach...
So if it's a ton of golems and the control rods are in my office, we could create a distraction and then a small strike force could land on the moon of Endor.
Wait, what?
So a small strike force.
Was that a Rogue One reference?
It's a Return of the Jedi reference, but so you could like land, we could just like create a distraction and then go around to my office, get the control rods, and then we have a golem army.
And then are you disabled shield generator?
Yeah. You know, essentially.
I'm with you. I'm just eating.
Yeah, I think we're all eating.
Not me. I'm just coming up with solutions. I'm the answer guy. I'm not saying that I caused this problem. I'm not saying I didn't. All I know is that I might have an answer of how we get out of this mess alive or horribly dead.
So since you're signing me on, this is Fillier again. Mm-hmm. Fillier here.
Hey, guys, Fillier.
What kind of distraction are you thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking that we take a small team like Erevan, Alita, Fleer, me, and we go sneak over to get the control rods, and then we have Diamond and some of the other army folks create a distraction.
Maeve. Is Maeve here even?
Oh yeah, Maeve. Yep, Maeve. Maeve, Diamond, the Clockwork Dragon, and some soldiers create a distraction with the golems, and then, you know, we sneak by. But that might require Erevan and I to make an armor change.
Possibly.
Because my stealth is bad in good condition. Unless you know spells there.
I do not, but my stealth is pretty all right. I am proficient in it because of my lifetime spent as a fox.
What if we put on those discarded assassin insignia and pretend like we're them.
Good. Oh, I can't remember if that would work.
Philier says, no, that's why we're leaving. No, this is like the automatic self-defense that the city had. The devices here think the city's under attack now.
Why hire mercenaries if your self-defense system is just going to attack the mercenaries?
Because you need some people that can think.
Also, we didn't expect anything more than, you know, a few adventurers. So that's what's going on is Erevan and Morid are de-armoring, doffing some armor.
I am. Erevan thinks that even with his disadvantage, he can make it.
Okay. What's Alita doing? She's going with you, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Is there something I need to do? I mean, since I have this great, you know, map in my mind of the city, I could take us on a path that I think would be, you know, safest out of sight.
So remind me on this ability. It just means that you can recall where places are in the city, right? Or was there like a bonus or something put to it?
Oh, hang on. Let me find it.
Because I was just going to have you roll like a survival check at advantage, unless it has some other specification to it.
I wonder if I have the right thing open. Like, I can't find the section.
What's the ability called?
That tells me about myself. So I don't know if I have like the wrong...
Is it a background thing?
Yeah, it's a background thing.
Okay. I'm not sure where that is on the site.
Beyond?
Yeah. I think that's what she's using anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So should be in features and traits or description.
And I don't see description.
So when you're looking at your character sheets, actions, spells, inventory, features and traits, description, notes, and extras.
And notes isn't here. So that does make me think that I have like the wrong thing open. Like maybe this is the version that I would have sent to Zerdith or something. Because I was just trying to find something.
Do you remember what your background is?
Well, her background, I think, was Outlander, but that was lore.
And then
I think you changed it.
Was it like Wanderer? Is that maybe what added? I don't know how to find the right
Wanderer.
Thing.
Wanderer. Yeah, you're right. It's part of Outlander background. You have an excellent memory for maps and geography and can always recall the general layout of terrain, settlements, and other features around you. In addition, you can find food and fresh water. So yeah, they don't have any like mechanical stuff to it. So yeah, I'll say you can roll a survival at advantage with this background in order to kind of lead on the most, what you think would be the most efficient path. The DC is going to be...
Survival with advantage. What's the advantage do?
You roll the dice twice and take the better result.
Ooh, I just got a 20. I'm thinking that's the best result.
Okay,
so that's 26.
All right, so the trap's gone. And you make it to the temple. Just go ahead and defeat everything. All right, I'm going to have somebody roll me a percentage dice to see if you do run into something along the way, but it's only a 10% chance with that roll. So low tens.
67.
What are we rolling? Okay.
All right. All right, so yeah, Alita, you're able to lead Morid and Erevan through the city. You're kind of dodging clockworks, hiding behind stuff. I'm not going to make you all roll stealth because you took your armor off. That's going to make it much easier. Erevan also was a fox and then another life. So I think you got expertise on your stealth from that.
Yeah, proficiency.
Oh, proficiency. Okay. Well, maybe I should have you roll your stealth.
My stealth is only a +2, even with taking my armor off.
All right. So never mind. Scratch that. DC 15 stealth checks, son. 19.
I rolled a 1.
22. 1. Erevan.
19.
22.
Okay. 20. So just one failure out of the 4 because you brought the archer with you. All right, yeah, so you're able to lead him through the city pretty quickly, actually, dodging different clockworks and zombies. You manage to get to the edge of a building, like a home, a little dwelling, and you're across the street from the temple. You can see it. There are several zombies that are moving past it. They look like they're joining in on the fight that's going on well behind you now. The temple itself doesn't look any different than the last you saw it, especially for Mort, since you're the most recent to have seen it. It doesn't look like it's fortified. It doesn't look like it has any extra protection to it.
I'm going to pull out a wand that I made and use one of its charges to cast Detect Magic so I can see anything that's glowing weird, like runes and stuff.
It's nothing you haven't seen before.
Everything looks the same. Here's the problem. You know when you you put something somewhere, something's important somewhere, so you know you'll find it again, but then you forget where you put it? Exactly what happened with the control rods. They're in there somewhere. I have no idea where. Sounds I might like lock them in a safe. They might be hidden like, yeah, somewhere.
Sounds like to clean up your workspace.
I had a lot going on, and I wasn't quite myself. Plus, I had a lot of time to practice making locks and stuff, so it's probably hidden somewhere.
Are you deceiving your party?
Me?
Yeah.
No, they're control rods for the entire Golem army. I wouldn't just leave them on my desk.
Well, no. No.
Like, they're in there. I just can't remember where.
Fillier is like, what do you mean? Like, you were directing the rebuilding of the city, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, he wasn't quite himself.
It was me, right? But also, you know, I was on a little bender. Let's put it that way.
Wait, are you saying you signed my contract under duress?
I did not. No. No, that was before I was under duress.
Oh, I think you did say that.
Oh, man. This is going so well.
Doesn't matter. It's in my name. I wasn't under duress.
How can I know that? How many of your party has been charmed before?
Just more.
I'm charming, not charmed.
Wait, so is Mora charmed now or before?
What?
Before.
She just said she's charming. She's charming him.
With my words.
It was all going so well. You were going to survive. Now, I don't know so much.
Wait, what?
Blam!
Really? Turn him into a toad.
Hmm?
It said turn him into a toad.
We're in like a really hostile area, and he's started talking descent. Unless somebody stops me, I'll probably take him out.
Is that what the blam was? Was the
was the ballista? Yeah.
You do you. I mean, it's Alita's contract, so it's up to her, I guess.
Lear, how are you going to be helpful?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out. All right, sorry. Went a little strange there for a moment. All right. I'm back. I'm here. It's okay. I'll do the contract.
I give the cannon a pat, like, stand down.
So the issue is he doesn't know where the control rods are. Why are we here?
Well, you do at least know that they're in that building, right?
Yeah, they're in my office.
Is your office, like, massive?
It's pretty big. I mean, kind of a big deal. Small known big deal.
Sounds like compensating.
I point at my thumb at my chest, Morid. And then I sweep my hand across, Vil.
Are you sure he's not still charmed?
Yeah, I feel like somebody else should do a check on the building.
What are we looking for? Just traps?
Well, he was the only one that looked at it. So, yeah, maybe traps or...
So now you're not trusting Morid.
Illusions. I mean, I could do it, and he could just never even know I did it.
Okay.
It's just some backup.
All right, well, you could roll an investigation, and so you're just, like, looking at the temple, or is there anything extra you're going to do?
I mean, is there something extra I should be doing? Oh, I got a 3. Looks well, good no, to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is hard for you to see from a distance anything that's out of place. You were here and had a banquet, so you kind of remember the general layout of this temple as well as, you know, the city you've traveled. Nothing's really standing out to you either. Well, we can't just stand out here.
Yeah, the office is this way.
Yeah, what's the best way in there? Is there like a secret way, Morad?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's right this way.
Where is Mord going?
To his office.
Are you just walking through the main entrance? Or are you?
Oh, is my office inside the temple?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. We're this way, stealthily, we're going to sneak by our way to the office. I thought it was like okay. A side, like near the thing. That's why I thought it was like a building near the temple. I would imagine my office was huge. I'd need like an office building almost. That's what I thought it would be. But if it's in, okay, inside the temple, we're going to sneak in.
All right, we can go with that, though. I mean, it was your office. The temple doesn't work for you.
Well, I mean, the temple's Bainder's, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Warden needs his own space to work, you know, like you need like a room for like meetings and like drawing up plans, right? But they can't really be in my office, like my place where I'm like thinking and doing the actual work, right? You can't just have people in and out of there, right? That's like private space. Okay. And you also need a place to have like work lunches, you know, when you have a working lunch, you got to have like a space for that. You can't eat over the maps, right? What are we, savages here? Right. I know half of them are zombie laborers, but still, I mean, you got to think this out here. So naturally, I need at least 3 floors.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So, Lisa, you were looking at the wrong building.
Oh, yeah. It's over here.
Can I roll again?
Yeah. You can go ahead and roll it again.
It's a 12. Does it have to be investigation? Could it be insight or perception?
Insight. Well, there's not too much to perceive. You can see everything fine. You're not really like searching for something specifically. You're kind of, what you're describing to me was you're looking for something out of place that looks like it might be a trap, for example. Is that correct? Or were you trying to do something else?
I guess so. Or
no, I mean,
illusion or magic. I mean, I guess we'd be looking for something like they did at the opening at the gates, since it doesn't, like, it looked like the building had been de-armored, kind of like they did at the front gate. So, right?
Yeah, wasn't that an investigation too, or no?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But yeah, if you want to, like, roll a perception to look for, guards or something you're not immediately seeing, someone trying to hide nearby, that would be perception. If you're looking for like illusions, okay, and stuff, my thoughts would be like arcana or an investigation.
Okay, well, that's a 20 with the perception bonus.
You don't see what looks like an ambush or a zombie ambush, as however well they can ambush anyway. Most of the fighting is pretty far away. Any movement in this area is going in that direction around this building that Mord is leading you to. It actually looks pretty well abandoned. It's not like in ruins. This, I think I was describing previously that the closer into the city you go, or further into the city you go, like the less ruined the places look. And this looks pretty well, well kept. There are some differences you see, like repairs that were done on the roads. Some of the buildings have their walls, rebuilt, and just small things like that, that hopefully, for Morad's sake, stay that way. But
yeah, it's amazing how much work you can get done when your workforce is undead.
So yeah, you're not seeing like a trap or illusions from the investigation role you did. You're not seeing an ambush. You're not seeing anybody hiding around here.
Anyway, let's go try to find those rods.
Yeah.
So you move across the city, the road to his office, his three-story building.
And planning a city, you know.
Yeah. What's the first thing that everybody sees when you go in?
There is a reception area with some comfy chairs, because you would know Mord would make you wait, come to visit, right? He wants you to be comfortable while you wait. And there would be like a reception desk. Probably the lanterns aren't lit, so it's probably pretty dark in here. Wood floors, you know, maybe a fika tree. Ficus, is that what they call them? The fake kind of tree things.
Welcome back, Mord. Would your guests like to have a seat?
I'm sure they're tired. Maybe they would like refreshments as well.
Straight away.
And, from that reception area, you all can see like an undead zombie move away and go into a room that's connected to this reception area.
I forgot.
And after a few moments, he comes.
Forgot about Alfred.
After a few moments, he comes back and he has 3 drinks. And you see him pull like a what looks like a little hempen bag and shake it some and then pour it into each drink, and that like starts fizzing a bit. And And because he's using glasses, he can see that the water inside starts getting very bubbly and changes color a bit. He pours it into each one, spins the glasses around some, and then first he goes to hand one to Erevan. He says, Master Elf.
Erevan takes it and asks, so what is this exactly?
What color is in your glass?
Orange.
Ah, fusion berry. You should try it. Delicious. Wasn't only working on building the roads, you know.
You changed your zombie pets to make fizzy pop.
Listen, you know, it's not only about building for now, it's about building for the future. And how do you build for the future? It all starts with great meetings, and great meetings are started off with a great drink.
Okay.
And lunch dinners. I mean, work lunches. Sorry.
There you go. You got it, Alfred.
Okay, whatever. Erevan drinks the fizzy pop.
Tastes like orange, but it has a lot more tart, like a grapefruit fusion berry.
Interesting.
Neither one of those are berries.
And then, as Mord has referred to him, Alfred, the zombie goes to Alita and says, "Lady, your drink."
Like mine's purple.
Purple. It's passion surprise. It's passion fruit, dragon fruit, and durian, if you know what that is.
Okay.
Isn't that the Taco Bell drink?
The durian is it's like a really pungent, like I put the gif in the thing. It's like a really pungent, like smelly fruit.
Yes, but then it tastes amazing, apparently.
Yeah, but it smells so bad from what I understand. Yeah.
Have you had it before? Has anybody had that before?
No.
No, but if Amazon has it, I'll send it to you. So you can try it and tell if it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, the bakery I worked at, she made a pie with one once.
Yeah? Did you try it?
No.
I'd be afraid.
No, I really didn't get to eat the pies.
Okay.
Just got to make them.
Freeze-dried durian bites. They could be yours.
When Alita works here, why do all the pies have a bite missing out of it?
We can't sell any of these pies. There's teeth marked. Why she doesn't use a fork?
So he hands another one to Philier. He recognizes him, though. And he's like, Philier, your drink? His is red.
Yeah, this one, just cherry. You need basic flavors.
Can never go wrong with cherry.
Philier shrugs and takes a sip. So the zombie says, so Morin, I don't have any scheduled appointments for you today. Might I ask what their business with you is?
Yeah. Emergency contingency army has been activated. They're going to undo a lot of the work that we've already done. We need to stop it because it doesn't need to happen. False alarm, if you will. So they're here to help me find where I put the control rods because...
Zombie's like, oh, okay. Thank you for explaining.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I mean, Alfred, do you know where they are?
I just work here.
You do a darn good job.
It could be in the map room, sir. That seems to be where you do most of your planning for the city.
That's a good idea. We should go to the map room.
You know the ways? I can lead your guests as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing such a good job. Let's. Why don't you lead us there?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, Mord's Alfred starts walking down one of the hallways that branches off from this reception room.
I would imagine there'd be just like paintings of like depictions of Mord in various poses, like the double gun, double finger guns, you know, winking, you know, very narcissistic, I would think.
Should we show them your statue? Your guest, your statue?
There's time for that later. Right now, we should.
It was just recently commissioned, sir. I don't think you've seen it since it's been installed.
That's right. I didn't. Let's go see that first.
Okay. So, unless anybody says anything, yeah.
Very excited about the statue, guy. Like, it's made out of like marble, and I think it was supposed to perfectly capture my essence. Are you guys gonna let us go to see my statue?
You know, maybe that could be like your reward after finding the control rods.
It's
a good motivation,
right? You're probably right. We should probably go find the rods first. We'll see it later, Alfred. Let's go to the map room.
As you will. So he leads you up to the third floor. This is like the work area for Morad. He's got a large map table in here. There's some different district maps that are on the walls. He says, so this is your map room, sir. This is where you spend most of your time.
Yep. Very astute.
Thank you. I'll be right outside if you need me.
10 out of 10 observation.
Yeah. Finger guns. Yeah, so I'm trying to walk around the room and see if something triggers my memory, but I doubt that it will.
The zombie turns around and says, oh, one more thing, Mord.
Uh-huh.
Since you're open to suggestions, maybe you could try checking under your bust. And he bows and continues out of the room.
My bust?
Mm. Yeah, isn't that what they call it? Like when you have like a head sculpture done?
Yeah.
I think he means the statue that he was trying to lead us to earlier. You don't have like a tincture for memory?
Well, I think I liked the bust so much that I had to make a statue. I probably have a bust as well.
Oh, wait, the bust is different from the statue?
Pretty hazy, but yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Like a bust would be like just like a head sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a portrait, but it's a sculpture.
Yeah. And of course, yes, you know, and anybody else looks around, you do lock eyes with Morad as a sculpt, like a small sculpture being prominently displayed on the pedestal.
Let's look under it.
I'll let her look under it.
You let her look under it?
Yeah. I don't remember anything about it.
Do I need to roll or anything? Or just, hey, there it is.
I'm just going to tip the sculpture or something. You just move it out of the way to look under it?
Something like that.
Okay. What does she find for it?
His diary.
Well, maybe reading this will jog your memory.
That's private. He comes and takes it.
And yeah, but maybe it'll tell you where you put the control, whatever those are called.
I start reading through it and chuckling. That's good. I should write a book. That's a good recipe. I remember this. I'm just going to keep reading it and laughing at my observations. Pretty impressed with myself.
I'm curious if there's a change once you got charmed. You should probably probably be reading like the latter part when information like that would actually be in there.
That makes sense. I shouldn't do it from the beginning. Okay. I don't know if there would be information in here, DM. What do you think?
I would say that Morad would, like, as you're reading through this diary, you would get some insight into the frame of mind you were in, kind of like remembering all the things you were doing. So you would get some thoughts of where you might have put the control rods.
They're definitely in my study.
Sorry.
I don't know where, but they're probably in there.
So where was the statue?
In the I don't know what they call it, the waiting lobby of my study. There's also the another audience, waiting room. Yeah.
The audience chambers?
Well, I mean,
something like that.
You know, it's like a, you know, you have a reception to get into the building proper, but to get into my office is another waiting room.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I mean, since you had something under the bust, we should probably check under the statue as we're going.
Well, I'd like to see it.
Aravon?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go.
Right this way, please. Leads you down to second floor. Is that where that study was? Was the second floor? Or is it the first floor?
Sure.
Sorry. All right. So this area that he brings you to is kind of like a large, open, double-floored area, if that makes any sense. Like, so in the center, you can look down to the first floor, but you're like on a railing and that kind of like borders the perimeter of that first floor. So you can see down and you do spot that statue from up here on the second floor.
Just look at it. It's so pretty.
A little taller.
You've got to like, you know, I'm larger than life, I think. So statue must be the same.
The usher, the zombie that's ushering you around says,
Every element of this statue is crafted with lavish, renewable materials from local suppliers, which of course ensures the monument will continue to provide jobs while it needs maintenance.
See, it's all about the future. Alfred, you get it.
That this was done by your direction, sir. I'm just a zombie.
Oh, you're so funny. Let's go look at the statue.
Absolutely. So you're going to like move the statue?
Yeah.
I mean, man, I imagine it has like a riser that's on, right?
Yeah, like a really large round pedestal that it's on. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to look for like a hidden compartment.
Okay. Is there one?
Probably. I don't remember.
Okay. I'll roll a percentage die. 50 high.
Okay.
No, you don't find one.
It's not here.
But you do put a bunch of dents in the pedestal as you're knocking on the thing.
That'll have to be fixed.
More jobs.
See, you get it too. Let's go to my office.
All right. So, yeah, as you're taken to the study, you go in. This place, I am not sure what Mord would decorate the study with. This is like another meeting room, is it? Or
no, I think of like every stereotypical CEO office you've ever seen in any TV show or whatever. That's what this looks like.
All right, so the back wall is not even a wall. Sorry?
Fake books, come on.
Haven't had time to collect the real ones. Don't worry, it'll be better.
Yeah, so that's the first thing Alita notices is all the fake books that are lining the wall. and then in the back of this room, there's like a large window. The whole wall is a window that looks over the city just from the second floor. So, I mean, it's not too much. but you try.
You see that building that's kind of blocking the view? I think it's going to be a park. That would increase the view. Holds his hands in like a picture frame, moving it back and forth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that cracked me up, though, the picture frame thing. I don't know why. He's just like, why would he use a picture frame? Oh, I guess you would make it a camera.
Yeah, like, you know, just like framing it out, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
Like, yeah, I don't know why he would do that. Yeah.
Oh, I also love the CEO office thing on the second floor. That's great.
Didn't think it out properly, you know. It's just like, it's just a picture. It's just a view of a building. Gotta fix that.
We'll say that on the map, it is being fixed. And as you're looking out there, you can see that it is in the process of being demolished. So
it's in here. I don't have no idea where. And it's probably locked and it's probably trapped, but I have no idea where it is. We'll have to look for it.
Ooh, what if I use my charm?
Wait, you can charm him.
My chime of opening.
Oh, I think you have to see the door to use it, though.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm actually asking you.
I don't know if it has that much information. I was just hoping, like... You know, I mean, it's just chime. Maybe it would just like chime where the door was and then we'd know.
Did I put the description chat?
Within 120 feet. So, I mean, I bet we're in range of it wherever it is.
You got to point at it, right? Pointing it at an object within 120 feet of you that can be open. How many? Oh, it can be used 10 times. So, I mean, I imagine you just keep pointing it at like the walls and the floor. It probably worked.
But maybe you should look around first and see if we can't come up with more.
Okay.
Maximize our.
I'm going to share the fun I'm putting more through right now. We'll start with you, Alita. Where do you think the control rods might be in this area?
Okay, so it just looks like a CEO office. Instead of a wall, there's a whole window, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's
fake books on the wall.
Fake books on one of the walls. Well, maybe we can go check out that wall and see if they're just covering something. So I start shuffling through those, maybe take some off. Am I finding anything?
What does Alita find?
Oh, one of the books doesn't want to come off. I'm yanking on it and something opens. Maybe it was a door in the wall after all.
Okay. All right, there's Morad's secret area, a little secret room.
Seems like a good start. You remember this place, Morad?
No, actually. I forgot how to roll in here. R. What?
I think you just missed a space on the space, R.
Space, yeah. All right. That'd be my proficiency in crafting a lock or a trap. I'm just going to give you two rolls and you go over there. I have double proficiency because of my class.
Oh, so are you saying we should be expecting a trap if we walk in here?
Well, I said it's probably really locked and trapped. Yeah. There we go. Those are my two rolls. You can use them how you want, DM. But if Morad was trying to protect him.
So it opened, but probably don't want to just go running in. Okay. Who has a good like bonus on investigation or... Anybody?
I have a plus four.
Oh, there we go. Okay, you roll for this one.
19.
I'm sorry, 1 second. Okay, so Erevan, you go up and you invest looking for the trap, I'm assuming, with yep. an investigation of 19?
Yep.
Okay, you're not seeing anything strange about this. When you're looking into the secret room, it's you can tell it's dark in there, but what you can see are four statues that are facing towards the opening on this this wall that Alita has found.
Are these more statues of Morad?
Of course they are.
Erevan, are they?
Sure.
Okay, so there's four statues of Morad. There's four spares in his CEO office.
These ones are made of wood, though, yeah?
Sure. So, like, maybe they were, like, the practice statues. Of, you're like, oh, I want that one made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, not much in here. Just some wooden statues, because I guess Morad can't get enough.
I mean, come on, look at them. Getting kind of, I need to sit. Starting to feel a little dizzy.
Wait, why are we feeling dizzy?
It's like I've been here, but I haven't been here. Like, I did this, but I didn't do this. It's a weird feeling. Feels like deja vu, but like times 10.
Alfred, do you remember this room?
No, he usually does not have me in his study. I have not seen this room. Well, I've seen the study, but I haven't seen this secret chamber.
The statue.
Could I throw a dart at each one of the statues and see if anything happens?
Target practice.
Do you mind if I stand outside?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute now. Why exactly are you headed outside?
Because I am a zombie, and I think I'm done in here.
Not He's because very proper. You think something's going to happen?
Why don't you stay in here for a little while, huh? Just a couple minutes.
Sure. And then Fillier says, why don't we just send him in there?
Thing about that, but somehow it seems wrong.
Because I think I need a drink.
Would you like me to go get you one?
Yeah, no, will you? No.
Hey, Morad.
What?
I think he knows something.
I'm but a humble zombie. I don't know anything about this room. I just serve the acting mayor.
Oh, who is the acting mayor?
Well, currently that would be Morad. Hmm. Maybe I misspoke. I meant I just serve the current mayor. Sorry. I just realized the acting mayor probably, yeah.
Well, we all know about Bainder. Bainder made the zombie. Definitely wasn't Morad.
Bainder did what now?
Bainder would have made the zombie. It definitely wasn't Morad, right?
Right. Like, is this the pet zombie that Bainder gave you, or is this a different zombie?
Did he give me a pet zombie?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, this is the pet zombie then.
You
think he needs to stick with us. Don't give him an out, Morad. You don't need that drink right now.
Okay, here's the deal, right? I know me. I don't remember this, but if I was protecting something, it would not be good. I don't want my buddy to get messed up.
We're not going to send him in there. It's okay. Let me throw some darts at these things.
But we really should.
I mean, you could go.
We could go get a drink while the zombie goes in. I'm just brainstorming here. That's all. Let's start with a dart idea. You can still what?
Go get filleted.
We can keep debating here, and eventually the zombie will come back with a drink.
Or he's going to go inform Bainder of something.
Alfred, no way.
Pretty sure Bainder already knows.
All right, so can I throw some darts?
Sure, yeah, you do you. Can.
All right, so you said you're going to throw them at the statues? Like, one of them at least?
Yeah, okay. Well, I was thinking throw one at each statue, see if anything happens, so...
How fast are you going to do this? Like in one action or just?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, right?
Just
okay, roll. So that was 15. Will that hit?
Yeah, that'll be a hit.
Okay, do I even need to do a damage or?
No, you're just checking with just throwing things at it. So yeah, this first one, you would see that it hits the statue. What are you aiming at on the statue of Morit?
Oh, I don't know, maybe the chest.
Okay. So yeah, you can see it hits the chest and kind of bounces off. And it lands on the ground. Nothing seems to happen. This is the first one on the left, I would assume.
Okay.
As long as you don't roll.
Now I got to do the other ones? I thought I was just going to hit them all at once. Okay, well. Okay, this one's only 12.
Okay, what are you aiming at on this statue?
Oh, okay, how about the head?
Okay. Any particular spot on the head? Well, yeah, any particular spot on the head?
Well, it's looking at us. I guess it, I don't know, the forehead.
Okay. I'm just asking because Morit's standing here watching you throw darts at the statue, so I figure you would really want to know what you're aiming at. All right, yeah. So with the 12, yeah, you hit it, and again, nothing seems to happen.
Okay. Ooh, okay, so a 20 on the dice, that's like 27. Guys, what should I be aiming for on this next one?
The eye.
Hey!
Okay, the eye. Well,
not me.
All right. So you rolled a 20 on this.
Should have thought of that before you made four statues of yourself.
Yo.
It's not counting the other ones.
Tell me you wouldn't want a statue of yourself.
I wouldn't.
Crazy.
Well, you did tell me to tell you.
Mayor Mord.
Do anything?
Mayor Mord?
Yeah. Well, I was going to have Alfred say something.
Okay.
No, he was just going to be like, elves are known for their humility, Mayor Mord.
No, that's right.
Oh, he's feeling a kindred spirit in Erevan.
Maybe he was an elf when he was alive.
I'm a half elf. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, you crit the statue, hit it straight in the eye. The dagger, it's a wood statue. The eye of the statue breaks, and the dagger dart goes in, and then, like a loud thundering sound fills that room, and you can visibly see like a shockwave coming out through the front of this door here.
Uh-oh.
Opening. I think...
I'm going to jump to the side.
Yep. Roll a dexterity saving throw to jump to the side. It's DC 18. More, you were peeking, right?
Yeah.
Try to watch.
Do I have to roll too?
Yeah, but you have advantage because you weren't like in the, you're just peeking, so you can get out.
Wow. Okay. So I got a 14.
It's a dexterity save, you said?
Yeah. It'd be DC 18.
Erevan got an 18, actually.
I wonder if I can take a picture of this fast enough. I rolled double 20s.
What?
Nice. Oh, they were great. Hold on, right here.
Okay. So I'm going to use my slow fall.
You said you got an 18, Erevan?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't, you don't need to roll again.
The ring of protection saved me.
Sorry about that. I coughed into the mic. Alita, you rolled a 15.
It was a 14.
14. What did you get, Morin? You got double 20s, so you're good.
I'm going to use my slow fall.
Slow fall. So, like, what does that do exactly? Oh,
you can use
for the
your action when you fall to reduce any falling damage you take by 30. Just saying. This shockwave hits me.
Okay. I'll allow that because it does make sense. This is like a blast of thunder that comes out and does lift you off your feet, and pretty much anybody else that's in front of this door would get blasted back. Even with your saves, it just like fills the room. It's a horrific moment. Alita, you're actually deafened at this point.
Okay.
For one round.
What's that?
Sorry?
What's that?
What?
Okay. Right, yeah. Basically me, right?
So 51, did you say that was half? Sorry, I was trying to take a picture of that thing.
No, you take no damage if you made the save. Alita, you'll take 21 damage with your slow fall.
That was 51 damage?
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes.
All right, so Billier makes it. Alfred explodes.
Alfred! God damn it.
Told you he knew something. I scream because I can't hear.
No, Alfred.
Well, there's another job that needs to be filled.
All right. So we're pretty close to the end here, but I'll say this much about what's going on. Alita, you're probably the first one to look into the room after this has happened, because everyone else kind of jumped out of the way and they've flown different parts of the room. Those four statues, those wooden statues, have come off from their pedestal and are coming your way. And you see four little wooden cannons start following them, like rolling out from the sides and following them into the room.
I'm a motherfucker.
So we'll start the next session with a small battle going on right here.
Can't believe you killed Alfred. So sad about
that. I think you killed Alfred.
In a roundabout way, yeah.
Well, to be fair to Mort, he did try to send him away to make some drinks.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't let it happen. You guys killed him. I'm about to beg Bane Dern to charm me again. At least we were cleaning up the place.
Thinking about the future.
Yeah, that trap's called a Thunder Blaster, by the way. By the by.
So I'm going to add that into my skill set. I can make Thunder Blaster traps.
They're basically just little thunder mines you can place inside stuff. You set that one up as a claymore.
This is a claymore landmine. Use that to defend your property.
Yeah, you rolled under my DC. Find it.
And then Alita crit it.
Yeah, I just looked up my feature. Sorry. I have double proficiency on the tool stuff.
I can't hear anything. I'm just going to say goodnight.